All right, baby, I am done for, well, I shouldn't say I'm done because this is the pre-show, but I'm recording the pre-show after I finish doing the show, and I do the video after I finish doing the show. Well, I'm on my way to Central Florida as you hear this. I want to thank everybody at the Zachary Dunes Hotel here in Mandalay Bay, California, Mandalay by the Beach, California, better known as Oxnard, California. They actually have a restaurant here called the Ox and Ocean Restaurant. This was very close to my house that I sold. It's funny, I don't have that house anymore. It's an interesting thing, man. You sell a house that you've owned for 22, 23 years. 23 years I had that house over there. And then I moved into it, and I was there for 18. So my life... And, you know, when I left radio and I left my deal at Premier and just started down this road of semi-retirement is what happened. And I think I've mentioned this to you guys. Where I had enough money saved where I said to myself, I'm just going to live my life like I'm on vacation. But it was a lazy life, you know. It was like... I think when I was with Lauren then, I think she looked at me like, what the fuck are you doing, man? I never really asked her, but I think she probably looked at me like, what are we doing here, man? You know, why are you just you're sitting here and doing nothing? And that was kind of my thing, you know? I was just going to, every day, go out and not party, but just enjoy life. And maybe that was a good thing to do. I don't know. But, and maybe I owed it to myself. I don't know. But, living where I lived so far away from the city made it, kind of, it was almost like it was, you know, you had no choice but to live that way. Until finally I said, I gotta get serious here, man. You know, move closer to LA. Cause at the time I was a member of the Theater West, theater group. I was very, very happy and very proud to do that and produced three shows there. I was really, really proud to be with those guys. But I recognized that a lot of the acting jobs in LA were leaving town, you know, the camera jobs. So what was I going to do? Was move to Sierra Madre or to Pasadena and just keep on, you know, hustling, which was fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But then I had Jackie out in Florida. So either I was going to break it off with her for good or get goddamn serious about it and move there. And I talked to my agent who said, I can rep your ass in Florida or California. So I said, okay. And that's what I'm going to do, you know. And I'm comfortable with that decision. But in Buddhism, they say, you got to be bold to be happy. You have to be bold, man. You have to do the hard shit. You have to take on the hard shit and kick the shit out of it and make it work for you, man. That's the goal to happiness. That's the way to happiness, is to not avoid challenges, but to take them on and beat the shit out of them. So... I see my move to Florida, being with Jackie will be wonderful, but moving this far away from where I've been for so many years is going to be a challenge, you know, but I'm ready for it, man. I'm ready to make it my own, baby. In the meantime, Thunder is in this transport on her way to South Florida, and they send me pictures of her, and she looks like she's, you know, really, really being treated well and fed well and everything, and Christy, thank you very much for taking care of her, but I think the thing that the problem for me is... Getting these pictures of her, I see my cat, who I know pretty well, and when she's meowing, it doesn't mean she's in pain. It means this. It means, what the fuck is this, man? Why am I not allowed to do the shit I used to do? That's what, when Thunder meows, she's saying, why can't I do what I usually do? So, to the extent that that's kind of like uncomfortable for her, that I'm not there, but other than that, she's being fed well, she's being petted, and, you know, and it's chill. She's got her own little compartment, and she's driving her, you know, she's going her way, man. I'll see my cat on Wednesday, and I don't know how a dog would deal with it, but I think if I do this in the future, if I travel with Thunder again, I think, I don't know, man, I'd rather be with me, so I'll probably just have whatever pet I have, I'll have with me on the plane, you know? Or just drive the... You know what you guys ought to do? Those of you who do pet transport, do a pet transport where the owner can come along.
Well, then why don't you just fly with the cat?
No, I mean, maybe I don't want to fly with the cat. Maybe I want to be just in a van by myself with the cat. That'd be fucking awesome. I'd pay top dollar for that. I would pay top dollar for somebody to drive my ass from Los Angeles to Florida with just me and my cat. You know, seriously. Stopping along the way, having a couple of burgers, whatever. That would be my thing. All right. I love you. I'll talk to you in a bit.